Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eyes First, the complete vision course for school-based occupational therapists. Robert Constantine and I are so excited to have you here, and we want to just tell you a little bit about ourselves.
Hi, I'm Robert Constantine. I'm an occupational therapist. I graduated from OT school in the late 20th century, and I've spent the last 12 years or so traveling the U.S. and some places outside of the U.S. as well, talking about vision. We are excited to be back with Eyes First, a much expanded webinar all about vision for school-based therapists. We're going to get that going for you.
And my name's Jamie Spencer, also known as Miss Jamie OT. I've been a school-based occupational therapist for 23 years, going on my 24th year starting soon. I practice assistive technology in my school setting. I'm an author. I'm a school-based occupational therapy advocate. That's one of my biggest passions. I feel really strongly that school-based occupational therapy practitioners should have equal rights in the school setting. I think we should be allowed to be leaders. We should be on equal pay scales to everybody else. And we should be able to basically spread our magic throughout the school community the way the federal regulations have intended us to. I could go on a whole soapbox about that, and I have, but I won't right now. I have traveled nationally to present about all things school-based occupational therapy, including advocacy, and I'm so very glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about our vision course. So our vision course has multiple modules, and I understand that you probably have a really busy schedule, just like most school-based OT practitioners. So in the interest of making it a little easier for you, I made the assessment for this course. Who doesn't love an open book test, right? So when you go to the website and you start taking the course, before you even start taking the modules, you want to print out the pretest. If you plan on taking one module a day or a couple of modules and then you don't know when you'll get back to it, definitely do this because this way you can mark off the answers as you take the modules. It just makes it a lot easier and you don't have to kind of hem and haw as you go to take the assessment. So print the pretest. After you watch all of the modules, you're going to take the test. There's also an evaluation feedback, which I really appreciate when you give me and Robert feedback because we want to make this course as applicable and relevant to you so that you can help your kids. So don't feel bad. Give us feedback about what we can do to improve the course, what questions you still may have, and how we can help you going forward. I hope that you will consider joining the Eyes First Facebook group. This is exclusive to you and the other members of this course who joined for this cohort. So we've got a 6-month plan where everyone who joined for this cohort will be in the same community. This allows us to work together, grow in our learning together, ask questions, and have a nice supportive environment where we're learning how to look at vision, how to assess vision, and how to become a vision aware therapist. Our Facebook group is called Eyes First, and the link to join is right on the website below, probably where you're watching this video. So click the button. If you have Facebook, I really hope you'll join. We're going to be doing a lot of follow-up activities, and we're just going to be there to support you, and it'll be a great way to network and learn with other school-based OTs. I also hope that you'll consider joining my advocacy coalition. It's called USA School-Based OTs Looking for Change. I started this coalition years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago now, because I felt that OTs, school OTPs, and PTs needed a place where we could get together, figure out what were the discrepancies between state to state and district to district, and how we could help each other advocate for equal treatment, equal pay, how to navigate union issues, all the things. So this is where you can do that. And we've had a lot of success advocating for change. We actually right now have 2 pieces of pending legislation in New York State, an RA resolution for the New York State United Teachers. That's a mouthful, but we're making progress and we couldn't do it without your support. So please join that as well. If you don't have Facebook and you still have questions, don't feel left out. Please feel free to email us with your questions. If you want to stay anonymous, we'll post your questions in the group because we all know there's no such thing as a stupid question. And if you have this question, somebody else probably does too. So we'll post your question publicly as well as get back to you privately. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. And either Robert or I will get back to you with a response to your question. You're probably going to have responses from other school-based OTPs as well, because that's the point of the group. We really want to just support each other to learn and grow. At any point in the course, while you're taking the modules, you need help. in the Facebook group, you're going to tag at Robert Constantine or at Vision Rehab OT, and you're going to tag me at Jamie Spencer. If you don't tag us, unfortunately, we don't always see that you asked a question. So please don't feel that we're ignoring you. Robert and I both work full time on the side and have families and all the things just like you. So we're busy. So tag us and we'll answer your questions. We want to make sure that we support you. It's really important to us. Also, in the course, if you have anything that's not a Facebook type question, you can email my team at help@missjamieot. There's also a button underneath that says need help, message us now. You can click that button at any time and email your questions. We are here for you. There's a disclaimer on the website too, which basically just says all the things that I'm supposed to say in order to have this be an AOTA approved course, that this is evidence-based, that I have no financial interest in any of the products that I'm mentioning. Although I do have one product that I mentioned, my visual perceptual functional workbook, which I absolutely love. I just briefly mentioned it in the visual perception module. So that is a book that I wrote and endorse and love with all my might. If you took our Vision 101 course, you'll be pleased to see that we have some new and interesting modules. And this is because of the feedback we received from our hundreds of graduates of Vision 101. The things that they wanted to see, we felt really strongly that we wanted to provide that. So we've got a new course on advocacy, how to talk to administrators and educate the school community about how vision is within the scope of practice for school-based occupational therapists, with some really good documents for you to use as kind of a leave behind or as evidence that this is within our scope of practice. Sometimes that's really helpful. We've got an entire module on vision, reading, and dyslexia. We've also got a new module on visual perception, which we didn't include last time. And I think the most popular module is going to be our vision treatment ideas. It's chock full of different ideas and ways that you can incorporate all the systems when you're addressing vision deficits. It doesn't need to just be addressing vision, because we know we've got a lot to do and a short amount of time with our kiddos. So I think we've got some really creative ideas for you, and hopefully it will get your creative juices flowing. We've got a lot of resources for you as well. So be sure to download the slides, download the resources, the workbook, which is the handouts, and the zip file. So I'm sorry, that's a little bit of work at the very beginning of this course for you. However, I want to make sure that you have access to these resources after your 6 months are up. Because once your 6 months are up, you won't have access to the resources within the website. So the best bet is to download them right now, put them somewhere safe. Perhaps don't save them only at your school email or at your school cloud, but also send them to your home cloud, because we have gotten emails in the past where people were like, I changed jobs and I'm missing my stuff and I need it. If that happens, we'll always help you. But please, it's just better if you download it yourself so that you have it where you need to, whenever you need to get it. In your workbook, there is a how-to section, which will give you step-by-step guidance on downloading, saving, and unzipping your resources. So we try to make it as easy as possible, but there's so much stuff, it's a lot. So we wanted to make sure that you get it all. Don't forget to get your CEUs. After you complete the modules, you're going to take the post-test and you're going to get your certificate. If you have any issues with that at all, just email us at help@missjamieot.com. So let's get into it. Why did Robert and I feel strongly that we needed to create this course? I know I just kind of gave you a lot of housekeeping, but this is the heart of it. Very often, doctors and parents and teachers and everybody, the nation, unfortunately, when they think of vision, they think of only vision acuity. And that really just means, are the eyes healthy and can the child see? Do they need glasses? There's two more parts to this hierarchy: visual efficiency and visual information processing. So visual information processing is also known as visual perception. I think more experienced OTs feel really comfortable with this. We've been doing it for a while, right? But the visual efficiency piece, eye movements, accommodation, binocular vision, this is a piece that often gets overlooked. And I just felt really strongly once I took Robert's course years and years ago that this information needed to be at the fingertips of school-based OTs. Our kids need us to know this. We're going to learn how to be vision aware so we can help all of our students. And all of our students can have a vision exam. It doesn't matter if they're nonverbal. It doesn't matter what their IQ is or how impaired they are. they can still have a vision exam called a retinoscopy. And this is an exam for children who are nonverbal or intellectually impaired. It's still possible to see if they need glasses. Research shows that children with fine motor and reading problems had binocular vision problems. This is a really common issue in the school setting that is often overlooked. Research also shows that there's an increased prevalence of binocular vision disorders in children who are diagnosed with dyslexia. So not only do our kiddos have difficulty with reading, but they also have vision issues. No wonder they're struggling in school, and that can be really frustrating. But we are the first line of defense. We'll talk more about that in the School Professionals and Vision module, and we can help. So here's some more interesting statistics. 7.5% of the population have convergence insufficiency. That is a lot of people, and we know they're not all diagnosed. 20% of the population has dyslexia. 20% of the nation, I shouldn't even say the nation because population is global. 20% has dyslexia. That's a lot of people. 79% of dyslexic children have ocular motor issues versus 11% of children who are typical readers. So if a child is a typical reader, they're way less likely to have ocular motor issues. So that gives us a clue. Our kiddos that are struggling with reading, they very well may have ocular motor issues that we can assist with, that we can kind of eliminate those barriers so that they can move forward and eliminate that gap in achievement. Decreased eye movement efficiency during reading in dyslexic versus preterm versus neurotypical children. This study, again, it just goes to show there's so much research that's emphasizing vision issues are rampant in our nation, in our school communities. We need to be aware so that we can address it. And then, of course, since the onset of Vision 101, which was 5-6 years ago, we had COVID-19, another thing that threw some barriers into the mix for our kids. Since COVID-19, technology has really taken over our schools, and that has a lot of positives to it, but a lot of negatives as well. There's a big increase in myopia, which is nearsightedness, because most of our children are now working on a computer right here. Their eyesight has become very accustomed to working in a nearsighted plane. Children have less experience using their farsight vision, which has led to a decrease in their farsighted strength. So our kids are not outside as much. They're not playing ball. They're not playing catch as much as they were. They're inside. They're on the computers. They're on screens. It's really impacted our community, and it has impacted, in turn, vision. We've seen a decrease in fine and gross motor skills since COVID-19, and positioning and screen time has really impacted our kiddos' posture and caused musculoskeletal issues. No one could have seen these things coming when COVID-19 started rolling our way, but these are the repercussions. So visual cues and teacher education about that is really important, and that's where we come into play. The bottom line is we, as school-based occupational therapy practitioners, are going to learn to be vision aware. In this cohort, our goal is for you to become a vision aware therapist, to spot things that you may not have spotted before you took this course. And we want you to know that we, as occupational therapy practitioners, should be really spreading the word that kids need a complete eye exam, including a binocular vision exam and a dilation. If they can't get that exact eye exam, any eye exam is better than none. But in your resources, we've included an eye exam reminder. Please spread this eye exam reminder all over the place. Send it to all your teachers. We, number one, want all the parents to say, oh yeah, I probably should take my kid for an eye exam. But secondly, we want them to have the words that they can say to the doctor about what exactly they would like to have done. The typical screening, the typical vision screening at a pediatrician's office or in a school setting does not detect the most common visual deficiencies that our students have. That's why they're our students. So thank you so very much for joining us. I want to welcome you to Eyes First. I hope you really get so much out of this course, and I'd love your feedback. If there's something that you want to know more about, something that you're having any difficulties with, please, please share in the Facebook group or email us at help@missjamieot.com. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm thrilled that you're here. Let's get on with it. Get to the next module. See you later.